Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 1st of November. As we gather, we remember that we are not alone.
We gather with the saints who live in the presence of God, singing praises to the God of our salvation.
From every nation, race and culture, God's people gather to worship the one who was and is to come.
To God and to the Lamb, all honour, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, strength and power.
Blessed be God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, God of our salvation. As we turn to you in prayer, be with us and reveal to us your ways. From your self-revelation in Jesus, teach us how to live in ways that honour you, by humbling ourselves, by being content with what we have rather than striving for more, by caring and cooperating rather than competing in unhealthy ways. Teach us, giver of all goodness, to be strong in your strength for the sake of the gospel. Help us honour your prodigal grace by living as doers of peace in this world you love. Amen.
Love divine, all love's excelling joy.
In wonder, love,
and praise.
The first Bible reading is from Psalm 34. This psalm is a hymn of praise, and as such, it contains the elements of praise that are familiar in the psalmist's approach to their thankfulness for God's goodness. It calls on the faithful to proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. As for me, I have looked to the Lord for strength, and God has not let me down. You must know likewise, so come and praise with me. The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him, and he will deliver them. In several translations of this psalm, the faithful are called God's holy people. In other words, they are saints. If that is what you are, the psalmist says, fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. Therefore, more reason for you to return to your God with gratitude. Listen to Psalm 34, verses 1 to 10 and verse 22.
I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned.
Let us pray. Holy God, so often we fail to remember how profoundly you love us. You bless us even when we are at our wits' end. You created us, and you love us as we are, even as you inspire our desire to be better through your Holy Spirit. Forgive us when we fail to remember that we are the body of Christ, saints in process. Empower us to begin anew, encouraged by the stories of those who live in your eternal presence. In the name of Jesus, and for the sake of the gospel, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we are the children of God. Don't fear failure. It is endemic to our human nature. Learn from your mistakes and cherish the forgiving grace of God. Give thanks for all you are and go forward in faith, knowing that God is faithful.
Yes, he's sins, but a nation searching for a sure foundation made his God his destination, living by his faith. Moses left his path and pleasure, Egypt's wealth that none could measure, finding God a greater treasure, living by his faith. Many more were hated, driven out, ill-treated. Facing death, they kept the faith and sung about the glory that awaited. Their derision, pain or prison ever destroyed their heavenly vision. We with them say Christ is risen, living by our faith.
Today's second Bible reading is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17.
After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing round the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
Today, Sunday the 1st of November, is All Saints' Day, a day when many Christian churches commemorate the saints of the church, both known and unknown, who have departed this life and attained heaven. At the time of the Reformation, many Protestants abandoned the church calendar as an unbiblical invention, and for centuries looked with suspicion at the liturgical practices like All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, the 2nd of November. In recent years, more churches have begun to observe the Sunday after November the 1st as All Saints Sunday. Today, the ancient observances of All Saints and All Souls are overshadowed by Halloween, originally observed as the eve of All Saints Day, but now more known as a time of spooky costumes and decorations and trick or treating. Yet the ritual of remembering loved ones who have passed is an important spiritual practice in all our lives. It brings death into the context of our daily experience and reminds us that dying is not the end. All Saints' Day provides us with an annual reminder and opportunity to consciously remember, honour and celebrate the dead. Through the centuries, humans have adopted many ways to remember their dead. They have sculptured objects, stuffed animals, planted trees, stored personal effects, framed photographs, lit candles, and much more, to bear witness to the universal need for liturgies and ritual objects that recognise and celebrate the ties that bind the living and the dead. The doctrine of the communion of saints is based on the idea that God's people are knit together in a web of relationships that crosses the boundaries of life and death, time and eternity. In the Reformed family, we do not pray to the saints, but rather we pray with the saints. In that sense, we are participating together in God's holiness as it flows through time and space. The communion of saints developed in theological thought during the first few centuries of the Church's life. This concept is familiar to most of us from the key phrase in the Apostles' Creed, "I believe in the communion of saints." But otherwise, the idea is rarely considered among Protestants. All Saints Sunday provides us with the opportunity to reflect on the communion of saints and to enact it in the church building or at home. Despite the first century imagery found in our reading from Revelation chapter 7, the passage is full of meaning for us today. It provides us with an expression of hope for a great crowd from every nation, tribe, people and language who have come out of great hardship. John's vision gives us a vision and a sense of the diversity of the communion of saints. The living and the dead, a rejection of tribalism and ethnic nationalism that plagues so much of the world today. The communion of saints includes those we know and love and who look and speak like us, just as it also includes those very much unlike us in language, racial identification, and national origin. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God." Let us pray. Living God, in whom there is no shadow or change, we thank you for the gift of life eternal and for all those who, having served you well, now rest from their labours.
We thank you for all the saints remembered and forgotten, for those dear souls most precious to us. Today we give thanks for those who in recent days and months have died and entered glory. We bless you for their life and love and rejoice for them. All shall be well, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well.
God of Jesus and our God, mindful of all those choice souls who have gone on ahead of us, teach us and each disciple of every race and place to follow their example to the best of our ability, to feed the poor in body or spirit, to support and comfort the mourners and the repentant, to encourage the meek and stand with them in crises, to affirm those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, to cherish and learn from the merciful, to be humbled by and stand with the peacemakers.
Let us clearly recognise what it means to be called the children of God and to know we are to be your saints, neither by our own inclination nor in our own strength, but simply by the call and the healing holiness of Christ Jesus, our Saviour.
Amen.
For all the saints who showed your love in how they lived and where they moved, for mindful women, caring men, accept our gratitude again. For all the saints who loved your name, whose faith increased their Saviour's fame, who sang your songs and shared your word, accept our gratitude, good Lord. For all the saints who named your will and saw your kingdom coming still, through selfless protest, prayer and praise, accept the gratitude we
go on your way rejoicing, surrounded as you are by such a great cloud of witnesses, taking courage as you face each new challenge, and comfort when you pick yourself up from a fall. In whatever good you choose to do, precede it with hope, accompany it with prayer, and follow it with thanksgiving. The blessing of God, whom the saints have trusted as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you, now and evermore. Amen.